academics or business? I don't understand the question. A career in academics or building your own business and personal brand? One does not exclude the other, and today's social media platforms are more important than ever, even for academics. Instagram, Facebook, and all the others, are they only for food pics, models, and embarrassing snapshots from parties? Unfortunately, this still seems to be the common opinion about social media, in particular in the professional and academic world. Let me tell you my story and how I scored top rankings in Google when I started using social media platforms as a PhD student at the university, and later on when I used this knowledge to build my own personal brand and became a social media badass in all areas of my life. Welcome to the Live Like Katie podcast. My name is Katie, and besides holding a PhD in natural sciences, I lift as many weights as I can, I travel around the world, and I call myself a social media warrior. I escaped the average life and turned my passion into a business. In this podcast, I will tell you the good, the bad, and the funny lessons of life, training, and business. I'm so happy to have you here. Let's dive in and learn how to live like Katie. Is it true? Are social media platforms only for less scientific businesses? Some might even call it an unprofessional work. I have always been a social person, in real life and online. I love sharing my stories and activities, and when I first developed my presence on social media, it was more of curiosity and less of a strategic business decision. However, I did not only share my private activities. Once the professional networks such as LinkedIn or ResearchGate became more popular, I was on it. During my times as a PhD student in pharmaceutics, I was already known as the social media person, although I got the impression that my colleagues and supervisors did not quite understand why I was so excited about this. My colleagues even created a social media themed doctoral hat, and I'm still not sure if this was out of appreciation or to make fun of me. But still, I kept doing my thing. The power of the internet. I still remember one day back in 2013 or 2014, when a colleague came to my office at the university and said, "I just googled something related to your research, and the first thing that pops up on Google is your face." I started laughing and I thought, okay, how cool is that? But this was the moment when I realized the power of search engines and sharing content related to your work. Until then, my social media activities were unintentional, and this was the moment where everything changed. I actually googled some keywords the other day, and the first results are still pictures of my face. So why is social media or social media marketing so important and key for SEO? SEO stands for search engine optimization, and it's the process affecting the visibility of a website or web page in a search engine's natural or unpaid organic research results. So what does this mean to you? Should you go out and lock up every social media page for your brand? No. But Google algorithm states that it takes social media presences highly into account in its algorithm for ranking your website. So if you do have an Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, Pinterest, Google+, whatever account, you don't just want to lock it up and have the profile lying there to be a ghost town. You want to be engaging with people, creating original content, and posting on a regular basis. Because these are all things that Google takes into account. So yes, have a great website that it's mobile friendly, but also have at least two or three social media networks that you use regularly and post on. Hey, quick break here. If you think now, okay, I need to learn more about this and how to use social media to build my personal brand online, then I have something for you. My Social Like Katie Masterclass. Head over to katieletter.com or check the link in the show notes. In 10 separate chapters, I teach you everything I learned in almost 10 years on social media. Me, myself, I'm so excited about this course, and I cannot wait to help you rock your social media, to build your personal brand online, and to attract the right clients for your business. Okay, back to the story. From academics to business, we were talking about that. Friends, colleagues, and even scientific organizations asked for my advice when it came to social media. I helped individuals privately and small and medium-sized companies to choose the right social media platforms for their purposes. I managed accounts, I took care of the initial platform activities, I trained users and employees how to use social media accounts for their businesses. Sounds crazy, right? I was actually a PhD student in pharmacy, but I ended up being a social media expert. And here's a very important point for me and why I think that everyone needs to build a personal brand. Even as a scientist, building a personal brand as a scientist or researcher who works in academics is crucial in our area. I mean, I experienced this myself when I started promoting my own research via online search engines and social media platforms. As I said, my publications and pages became the number one search result on Google. I became known for my work. I got invited to apply for tenure-track faculty positions in the same year when I received my PhD. I received weekly invitation emails to speak at events worldwide, and during my first 3 years as a postdoc, I gave lectures in the US, Brazil, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, UK, Finland, Spain, and other places. Sure, the quality of the scientific work plays an important role, but one should not neglect the power of promoting your work in the online space. Whatever you are doing, it doesn't need to be science. Let us face the truth. When companies, faculties, publishers are looking for suitable candidates, they Google, like everyone else. What draws their attention are those names who always show up. Because in the end, it is your name that will help you score the positions, the guest editor invitation, get invited to speak at conferences, and to be successful in science. In my opinion, scientists or people in academics of all levels need to understand this. Do not leave your career or your scientific career in the hands of impact factors or journal citations. Learn how to take actions to boost your visibility in the scientific community. Scientists of all levels have to see themselves and their research more like a business approach. Or if you're an employee in some company, you have to build your personal brand, because at the end it's you and your skills that get the promotions, get the jobs, get the better salaries. As a scientist, you could say that they are the scientific entrepreneurs, and where faculties, publishers, and companies can be considered as clients. It does not matter if you are still studying, if you're employed or self-employed. Whoever the client is as a researcher, we have to show them that we are the researcher they need. It is the same principle as for fitness or lifestyle coaches. Show up and show off your value. Social media platforms do not only serve us to share private content. Aspiring scientists and entrepreneurs, but also established researchers, can use the power of today's online platforms to promote their work and show it to a worldwide audience. Yes, I know I talk a lot about scientists because this is my background, this is where I come from, but what if you don't want to be a scientist or you don't want to work in academics anyway? You know, fun fact, I don't want to work in academics either. At least not full-time. I'm skilled when it comes to my scientific work, and I'm most likely qualified to climb the academic ladder, but I'm also a pro when it comes to social media strategies and business development for personal brands. It is my passion, and I escaped the average life and turned my passion into a business by helping people to build personal brands as I did for myself. And I'm a passionate athlete, and when I realized that the scientific work will never fulfill me, I started building my own personal fitness brand. So I started combining my passions, which is social media and business strategy, and being an athlete by being an online fitness coach. Standing out on social media, this is what most people in the lifestyle and fitness area want, but therefore they need to understand the platforms and their potential clients. In the same way as my clients from the academic sector had to learn how to add credibility to their digital footprint. Academics or business, in my opinion, this goes hand in hand. It does not matter if you are building your own lifestyle brand or if you are trying to score the corporate job or academic position of your dreams. We all need to build a personal brand to show off our badass skills and personality. And this is the story how my inner social media badass helped me creating a life on my own terms, helping people from academics and lifestyle coaches to do the same. So if you're interested in my coaching, in one-on-one strategy sessions, the self-paced online course, or joining the exclusive Social Like Katie Mastermind class in June 2018, then head over to katielater.com. And as always, I hope that you enjoyed this episode and my podcast in general. It would mean the world to me if you subscribe to my podcast and leave me a review on iTunes. Thank you so much for listening. Talk to you soon. Bye.